Good morning. I'm Amy Dahlhauser.
I'm Becca Malsbury.
And I'm Kevin Albert. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last week, we held student council elections at Garrigan, and our presidential election was the closest one in school history. The ballots were counted and recounted, and in the end, the margin came down to just 2 votes. The winners and student council co-presidents for 2010 and 2011 are Kelsey Berkey and Jake Rosenmeyer. Congratulations to them.
We'd also like to congratulate our class presidents. Co-presidents of next year's senior class will be Kevin Albert and Andrew Baer. The junior class co-presidents are Grant Redding and Alex Boisley, and leading the sophomore class will be Dustin Miller and Amelia Goetzer. It was also decided last week that Kristen Birdie and Alicia Richter will be the student council representatives for the class of 2011, and Eli Marlow and Mitch Ram will represent the class of 2012. Congratulations to all these people.
Garrigan sophomore Craig Kohlhaus is in Kansas City this weekend for the Great Plains Regional Mathematics Competition. Craig finished second in Iowa in the state mathematics finals last month in Iowa City with a score that advanced him to regionals. Craig spent the whole day yesterday racking his brain to solve some of the toughest math problems around and matching wits with some of the smartest people in the Midwest. Congratulations to him on advancing to his 3-state competition.
This past week, the Golden Bear track team competed in both the North Central Conference meets and the district meet. The Golden Bears girls took 4th place in the 10-team conference, their best showing ever. That's especially good considering Bishop Garrigan is by far the smallest school in the North Central Conference. Yesterday, both the boys and girls team ran against schools their own size in the district meet in Armstrong. We'll let you know who qualified for state on next week's show.
Last Wednesday, Garrigan senior Brandon Dawn signed a letter of intent to play basketball at Grandview University in Des Moines. Brandon has been a standout for the Golden Bears all through high school, and we wish him good luck in his future career as a Grandview Viking.
At the end of each year, Garrigan honors seniors who have participated in a wide variety of different activities by presenting them with gold, silver, and bronze pins. Every extracurricular activity is assigned a point value, and to earn pins, students must participate in a range of different types of activities. This year, Taylor Brandenburg, Mackenzie Schindler, Kayla Schultz, Molly Brashear, Cassie Rising, David Redding, Brett Capacious, Beth Brewster, and Amy Rasmussen all received bronze pins.
Silver pins are awarded for even higher levels of achievement in activities. This year's silver pin honorees were Dana Miller, Katrina Even, Rebecca Erdman, and Brittany Birdie. The top honor anyone who can receive is a gold pin, and this year only one senior qualified for that honor. Congratulations on winning a gold pin, Kelly Klein.
Last week, awards were handed out to the announcers on the Bear Facts radio show. Students can letter in all activities at Garrigan, including broadcasting, and this year, 8 students earned letters. They include Jake Rosenmeyer, Brittany Birdie, Luke McCall, Katrina Even, Rebecca Erdman, Kelly Klein, and Taylor Brandenburg. The final letter winner was Cassie Rising, who was also honored as the outstanding broadcaster for 2010. Congratulations, announcers.
The speech team also recently gave out some awards. In addition to all the Division I and Outstanding Performance honors, Coach Mary McCall presented special awards for excellence in speech and drama to Brittany Birdie, Cassie Rising, and Rebecca Erdman. Congratulations to these speech honorees.
Garrigan's Specialized Technology Topics class has been very busy lately. In addition to creating new pages for all the different classes and activities at school, the class has been moving the thousands of existing website to the new domain, bishopgarrigan.org. More than 2,000 pages have already been moved to the new server, but that's less than half of the pages on the Garrigan site. The web page students will be working the rest of the year, and webmaster David Burrow will be working through the summer to move everything to the new address, bishopgarrigan.org.
Our last senior spotlight for the year is Alicia Puffer. Here with the scoop on her is Andrew Schultz.
With softball season coming up, it's appropriate to feature Alicia Puffer in our senior spotlight. This St. Benedict native has been in softball all through high school, and she won the Coach's Award for her efforts last summer. Alicia has also been involved in the Envirothon. We wish Alicia and all our seniors all the best of luck after high school.
Thanks, Andrew. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, tomorrow is graduation day. The class of 2010 will walk across the stage at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Then Monday, there's girls' golf districts at Spring Valley.
The school board meets on Tuesday, then next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there's state track at Drake Stadium in Des Moines.
That's the Bearish Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.